beautiful people. This is your girl Ernisha, and welcome to For the Love of Ernisha podcast. Today's date is May 13th, 2020. What is good? What is hood, everybody? How was your Mother's Day weekend? Shout out to all the moms, all the guy moms, all the people we call moms. I commend you guys. I am not physically a mom. I do have a goddaughter. Shout out to Sanaya. Love you. But I do have friends and associates that are moms, so that's dope. Shout out to all you guys. So my Mother's Day weekend was beautiful. Again, I'm not a mom, but I have a mom. So if you do not know, I stay in Vegas, Nevada. My mother and the rest of my family are in the Bay Area, spread out. So I just say the Bay Area. They're spread out. It was good. It was good. It was good, good, good. So up leading to this past weekend, me and my sister was talking and everything, and I was like, it would be so cool, you know, if I surprised mom. So we was, you know, I was gonna bring it up to her, and then we, you know, planned it and everything. So I bought my ticket and everything. My mom kept saying, oh, I know you're coming out here. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, mom, what you talking about? She's like, you always smiling when you're lying. And I'm like, mom, I always smile. Like, I'm a goofy ass person off top, and she knows this. So she was like, I know you're coming out here. So I flew out Friday the 8th. So the day before, she was like, the day of when I was flying out, she had called me, and I was like, oh my goodness. And I almost pressed the video call, but I declined it. And she texted me saying, oh, I know you're coming out here, Ernisha. I'll see you after I get off work. And I was like, mom, I'm not coming. I'm in Vegas looking at houses, quote unquote. But I was really about to board my plane. So I put my phone on airplane mode, so if she tried to call again, it'll just go, you know, straight to voicemail. So I guess she was calling me when I was on the plane, and I land in the Bay Area around 10:40 a.m. and she was most likely getting ready for work and everything. And my sister told me, she was like, yeah, she was saying that you're not answering the phone. And I would say, oh, she might be busy, blah blah blah. And my mom had to be at work at 11:30 a.m. So it was good timing, so we could take our time, figure out how we're gonna surprise her, what gifts are we gonna get her. So when I got to my mom's house, my sister was there, of course, and my mom already gone. And mind you, my mom ain't calling me no more because she's at work. So she's talking to my sister and everything, and I'm trying to be quiet so she won't hear me, because my voice is so different. Like, people say they don't even know I'm around until they hear my voice. Like, oh, I recognize that voice. That's Ernisha. I have this voice, I guess, whatever. And she gets off of work at 7:30, and she's off on Saturday and Sunday. So that was perfect. You know, I could spend time with her and everything, because I was flying out Monday. So this past Monday, I came back to Vegas. So when she got off, my sister was trying to figure out, you know, when, you know, how she's getting home and everything. So she made a stop, and then she came home. Mind you, earlier, I told my sister, I'm like, oh, we should get her some flowers, you know, to start off, and we'll get the rest of her gift, you know, later on or the following day or whatever the case might be. So we get her gift and everything, and we start off with flowers. So we started off with flowers. So mind you, the day before, on the 7th, a Thursday, because I flew out Friday, I told my mom, like, oh, I got some of your gift here, but the rest of the gift will be, you know, at your house. Mind you, she came in on Friday from work thinking that I delivered flowers to her. Like, she got flowers delivered, but that was for me and my sister. So she didn't know that I was there. So when she got there, she was saying, oh, baby, so like a little dramatic, but I know she was coming from a good place. She was so happy and everything. And when she got to my sister's room, I was behind the door. She didn't know. So she came in and my sister was like, "Hi, mommy, blah, blah, blah." And as she's walking in, I'm walking from behind the door to surprise her. She almost hit me. So that was a good surprise, I guess. I was about to get hit in the midst of surprising her. So she was like, she knew I was coming. She felt it and everything. And I was like, "Mom, you didn't know nothing." She's like, "I do." But I think because she's a mother and she knows her kids, she has a mother intuition, I feel. So that was so beautiful. And I almost got hit in the midst of surprising her. But I was just happy to get, you know, be there and everything. And so me and my sister got her flowers. We got her cards. I gave her a gift card. We got her a shredder because my mom been wanting a paper shredder forever, you guys. So we got her that. And then we decided to get my auntie a little something for Mother's Day. Like, it was a good weekend. Then on Mother's Day, we went to my great aunt's house and passed out cards and a little bouquet to, you know, wish them happy Mother's Day. I seen some, a little bit of my family. And I know this virus is going around, but most of the family that I've seen been quarantined. It's just better to go around people that have been quarantined for real, because mind you, I've been quarantined and the family members that I've seen been quarantined too. So I think that's better. And we didn't do what we usually do because of the virus. And we didn't, you know. But I seen some of my family members, and I had cut my hair, so most of them seen it online. They never seen it, haven't seen it in person. So that was good. They seen my new haircut, and it was good vibes. I was just so happy to be home, see some of my, you know, my family. And I told people, like, this is her weekend, so I'm not seeing nobody except her, spending time with her. Mother, spending time with her. So on my next trip to the Bay Area, I'm gonna see, you know, my other sisters, you know, my best friends, my god baby, and my cousin, and some other people. So on the next trip, I'm gonna see everybody else. But this specific weekend, I don't know if I'm saying that right, I want to spend time with my mom, and I did. And I say I don't want to be a parent, but I don't know what the future holds for me. I don't know what God got for me. It's just, at this moment, I'm about to be 33 and I don't have kids. So, you know, whatever God wants me to do, because I don't want kids, but then I do. So I'm 50-50 on that. And whatever happens will happen. It's just, if I decide to have a kid out of my woo-ha, I don't want to have the kid out of my woo-ha past 36, because it's like, now you're like, woo, you're up there, you know, you're high demand on, you know, it's just not good. Some people might can do that, but for me, I can't go past a certain age because I'm anemic and it's just a lot of medical stuff going on with me. So I say if I decide to have one at my woo-ha, I'm not having one past 36. Now I decide, and I also decided to into adoption, and the third thing is to go to the sperm bank. So I have options to have one at my woo-ha, to adopt, or go to the sperm bank. But I'm not stressing off of it, you know. I'm just gonna let it flow, let it go, and enjoy this self living that I am. Because I feel like when a kid comes, it don't matter if you having twins, 1, 3, triplets, a kid is gonna be number one in your life. You know, you like me, I'm used to just being by myself. When I bring a kid into the world, it's not gonna be just be me. It's gonna be about that kid and making sure they got money set up for them when they turn 18 and making sure that they're on the right and narrow. I'm gonna be their parent first and then their friend later, just making sure that they're safe and sound. No right from wrong, you know, just the basic stuff and just learning how to be a parent. Because most people say first time parents, they be like, it ain't no handbook to this, you know, and blah, blah, blase, blase. So, you know, when that time comes, it will come, and just, you know, I'm just enjoying life. I just respect all the moms out there, the single parents. I respect you guys so much. I respect the people that's in a marriage or a relationship too. I respect everybody. But I don't have kids. I'm just enjoying my little self and just going on with the wind, child. Just blowing with the wind. So yeah, it was a good weekend though. So I hope you guys enjoyed Mother's Day with your moms, and then the ones that don't have their mom here no more, just I pray for you that you had a good Mother's Day too, even though your mom is not here. I just, my heart goes out to everybody. And that is the conclusion of this episode. This episode is going to be short and sweet because I don't have that much to talk about. So I hope you guys come back and listen to your girl, and make sure you tell a friend, a family, your husband, your girlfriend, your side chick, your side dude, your cat, your dog, to come and listen to your girl for the Love of Vernicia podcast. I love you guys. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Peace.